Welcome to the Spitball Sessions. Prepare to enter the world of mechanics, the future of game creation, the evolution of design. With your two hosts, Josh Noyes and Luke Boulay, this is the dawning of the new age of remix.
Hello everyone out there, thank you for tuning in to the first ever Spitball Sessions Disaster Cast. Yes, something very bad has happened and we've missed our regular schedule, so I've decided to throw this together as a way of apologizing for not actually making our timely, or not quite so timely, regular scheduled podcast. The past, I don't know, month or so, half a month, the past 2 weeks have been a little rough for us. Josh has been rather sick, and I have had a lot on my plate. So between the two of us, we didn't manage to get the podcast out that we wanted. Don't ask me why, we just didn't manage it. So, what are we going to do about that? Well, we are going to... I'm going to chat in your ear for a little while, and we'll see what we get from that. So, what do we got? First thing we want to do, I guess, is a sort of spitball sort of thing. Yeah, maybe? Okay. So, I've been listening a lot recently to a podcast called Roguelike Radio. It's a little dry, but it's very entertaining. They talk about a bunch of roguelikes out there. I usually start from the beginning, so I'm in 2013, I think. And they're talking about a bunch of different things. 7-day roguelike is one of the things that all of the members... So, I guess I should start from the beginning. They're a group of... four or five roguelike game makers who create a podcast and talk about different roguelikes that they're into, talk about the games that they've made, and they have regular roguelike game makers on their site. So I've been getting a lot of inspiration from that. I kind of want to make a roguelike. So I thought from my spitball, I would pitch to you my idea for a space game, space roguelike. Because they were complaining about a lack of innovative and novel space roguelikes. So I wanted to do something a little off the ordinary, off the beaten path. And I was thinking of a concept which takes advantage of zero-G. So that would change the entire, the most commonly used movement method, you know, square by square movement. And I was thinking of introducing some sort of vector system. It'd still be turn-based, but you would advance a second at a time, and you would have to move. So, like, it'd be in zero-G, you'd be in a space station. And instead of having, like, a grid, you move from one square to the other, taking up turns that way, you would... You'd be like, you'd have magnetic boots a la like Star Trek or whatever, and you'd be fastened to a wall, a surface of some sort somewhere in the station. You can move left and right, you know, along the surface of the station, and then you can jump to propel yourself out into the open part of the station. And so you travel, and then you could have jets, which would require some sort of propellant. So you'd have to have propellant to change your trajectory. And then whenever you were within range to use a melee weapon, there would be melee weapons in the game, you would have the option to attack target. Or it might be just by default, if you come within range of an opponent, you would automatically engage, and they would engage you, and it would figure out damage. So that would be like the basic thing. So you jump out towards whatever you wanted to attack, and as you passed it, you'd have that. And then, of course, there'd be ranged weapons, which would be, you know, you could, on any turn, use that turn to fire a weapon or maybe do something defensive, like try to dodge it, which, you know, floating in open space would be kind of tough. You'd also have a limited, instead of like a food counter, you'd have an O2 counter. But it would be fairly forgiving because you'd only really need to use the suit's internal oxygen in part of the station that does not have oxygen readily available. So if you're just wandering around the station itself, generally speaking, you'd be okay. But in areas of higher danger, it would add an extra layer of difficulty. So it'd be much more tactical what you would want to do, because you'd have to travel from point to point in the station. I mean, you could try to meander around the perimeter, but you'd probably have to jump out to the vertical access points. It would be like ladders, but they'd be one way, which would make no sense because, you know, in a station, you'd want the verticality, you'd want like a central core, and like most buildings are like this, which is kind of why, oh, that's one of the things about roguelikes and dungeon crawling that never made much sense, is why don't the stairwells just go straight through the center of the dungeon, because it just makes it more difficult. But that's silly nonsense. So the space station is going to be the same way. It's going to be convoluted, but that's going to make it more fun. So like the concept, the background concept, because another thing that they bemoan is a lack of decent story, is I would want to build a story, and I have an idea for it, where you are one of two things. You are either like a special agent for the big para government, that's like the human government of this world, and you're being sent into the station to figure out what happened because it went silent. Turns out to be it's a like a corporate owned station that's been doing questionable research with different species. And so they'd be sending ships out to different planets that had been found, grabbing creatures from that particular planet, wherever they go, and they take them back to the station, and they'd perform testing and stuff like that. And then, so like, everything goes bad at once. A bunch of different alien races, discover that they've been, vandalized, that their species have been taken, actual like sentient creatures were taken for this as well, because this corporation just thinks of them as you can take them and do whatever you want with them. Thinks very little about other alien species, even if they're sentient. So a few alien governments strike on the station, try to board it, and then everything goes nuts because containment fails. And all of the experiments and stuff are running free through the station. So you have to go from like the docking points at the very top of the station, working your way down level by level to get to the core to, and I don't know what I want to do about this, either steal the data from the station to figure out what's going on and convict the company, or maybe more interestingly, doing something along the lines of getting to the reactor to rig the station to blow up, because the government does not want the station to exist anymore, because it's, you know, really, really bad and they just want to get rid of it. The other thought I was having is also the concept that you are a corporate spy from another company infiltrating the station just at the same time that everything went down, the aliens are attacking and containment failed, and so the place is a big mess, and then you're going in. And so the first top levels, of course, are already infiltrated by the aliens, and all the major fighting is happening further down. So you'll come across several different things. One, you'll come across standard security bots, which are generally how the station protects itself. They'll be low level, they'll be easy to engage with, deal with, and how you learn how to use the game. And as you go down, you'll come across security people and higher level bots that are designed to repel people from getting into the more sensitive parts of the station. You also come across aliens which don't care you're human, so they're going to kill you because they're mad at this point that, you know, their own people have been abducted and are being used for heinous things. And of course, there's all this other alien fauna running around eating people and stuff like that. So there'll be some interesting like cross combat. So what I'm going to need for this game, obviously, is I'm going to have to create visual assets. That's going to take some time. Figuring out the maneuvering system, like, I've been thinking about a lot of the challenges in something like this because I have no programming skill. So the idea of jumping from one location to another, and like making sure that the system knows which side of a wall I'm supposed to land on, because it's all going to be vector-based, point-to-point lines. Figuring out how to calculate collisions with lines is going to be interesting. And yeah, I'm getting a little deep in talking about what kinds of challenges I'm going to run into. So that's going to be a difficulty. Also, writing an entire narrative, because that's going to be tough. Making sure that, because that's something that Roguelike Radio brings out a lot, and I like to hear about is that a lot of roguelikes, a lot of dungeon crawls out there, it's just a, like a blind crawl. You go in there, there's a goal, there's like a rough idea, but there's no real story that occurs. But building a story from the ground up takes a lot of time and effort, so... But that would be absolutely important in something like this, to have a, an actual cohesive narrative. Now, what else would I need for this? A lot of different equipment, a system for calculating that, and AI. AI is going to be absolutely crucial. Different creatures would have to behave differently, and because it's kind of a semi-crawl... it would have to intelligently go from point to point by jumping off of surfaces. Also toying with the idea as if you jump off at oblique angles, your accuracy and your distance or your speed would fail. And the faster you're moving, the more damage you can deal with melee engagement. So there's a lot of interesting stuff that I like the idea of with this. I want to have an inventory system, something basic, just like a backpack. And instead of like having, you know, how you have to have like a contemporary magic system or something equivalent, or like potions and scrolls that you get in the regular crawls, my idea, which would be really fun, would be a kind of like a plug-in system where your suit, I'm thinking Astroneer style, where you have slots on your backpack that like you can plug in a solar panel to get extra power, or an O2 tank to increase your oxygen capacity. Those kinds of things sound like a great thing for a roguelike, both not just to increase capacity, but to do other interesting things, just to add some extra flavor to the thing. So that's my pitch, and I like where I'm going with that. Whether or not this will ever develop into a full-blown game, I don't know, but I really want to give it a try. I'll have to do some research, and if anyone out there who listens to this has any suggestions, go ahead and drop us a line at spitballsessions@gmail.com. I think it's spitball.sessions@gmail.com, but I'm not sure. I guess one of the other things we can talk about here in the interim is the changes that will be coming up pretty soon here for neoncheetahs.com and Spitball Sessions. I'm not sure if we've made this clear, but because our previous editor, as you've noticed, our editing has changed dramatically because our previous editor, who has experience, has stepped away from the process. And at the same time, he was the head of neoncheetahs.com, who we were working with, and was why we started Spitball Sessions in the first place, is because we suddenly had a platform to do a podcast like this, which we're enjoying. Well, he's stepping away from the entire Neon Cheetahs thing, and we're not in a position to support it. So, unfortunately, that is all going the way of the dodo. We will be maintaining Spitball Sessions, though. It will have its own location. We're going to figure that out. We're going to set that up. I'm going to set that up, and Josh and I will continue to provide you with quality content, chatting about nonsense, and generally getting into arguments. You're going to love it, I'm sure. Oh, let's see, what else did I want to talk about? There's not much I can really talk about for this first disaster cast. It's quite the disaster, I'm sure. What did I want to talk about? I guess I could talk about some games that I've been getting interested in. Here's something I noticed. No Man's Sky had a big update recently. I guess because I'm putting this up pretty much tonight. Poorly edited, because I'm doing the editing because Josh is sick with the plague or whatever he's got. And so I apologize, because the editing is going to be terrible. News! We have some interesting video game related nonsense going on. No Man's Sky is being updated, which is great. It's a big update. I think it's Atlas Rises. They're doing some major story overhauling. They're doing all kinds of visual stuff. So I'm just reading straight off from the Atlas Rises update page here. In the Atlas Rises story, the fabric of existence is starting to falter. Okay? A mysterious new interdimensional race has appeared, and they look funky. Glitches are causing ancient portals to activate. A new context quest system has been added. Branching narrative added. 30 hours of new story content. So the question will be, will this actually turn the critics around and give a more positive look to the game? Now, I know the last time they updated the game, it was good, but it wasn't enough to really make anyone turn around. But it could potentially make this game worth playing again. Terran manipulator to excavate, salvage missions, finding crashed freighters. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. What else do I have? I'm sure most of you are aware of what's going on with maybe I won't mention that. See, what else can I talk about? Well, I guess that's gonna be that. So yes, again, we're very sorry for missing. I hope you've enjoyed this very short nonsensical disaster cast. Just trying to put something out there so that you're not just getting radio silence. We know that transparency in this kind of thing is important. We wanted to let you know we're not dead, and we will be putting out more podcasts, hopefully on a regular schedule, once the primary editor, Josh, gets out of his plague state and starts working on the podcast yet again. And we'll try to keep you abreast of everything else that's going on. So thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Spitball Sessions first and hopefully only, but probably not, Disaster Cast. Thank you so much for listening. 15 minutes works for me.